You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Africa Report with Crystal Audison.
Good morning to you, Crystal.
Good morning.
Thanks indeed for coming through. Well, we start in Madagascar. That cyclone, more than 10,000 people have been forced out of their homes there.
Kalani and the Red Cross says we still don't know the full impact of the devastation. 800,000 people have been impacted, devastation across the country, schools closed, infrastructure damaged, some villages in the northern part of the country, they say has shut down, people have been moved to stadiums. And you know, this is an island, Kalani, that's already suffered a severe drought, and now we find that communities are cut off, and they're saying that the threat is not over yet, and they're still concerned that some villages in the south might be impacted.
And Static Lawyers Association has condemned the recent attack on the Zambian Bar Association's offices by Patriotic Front members. Tell me more.
Yes, Kalani, 702 listeners actually alerted us to the story. So what's been happening is that the Zambian Lawyers Association members were attacked, and also their officers, by members of the ruling party. Now, the context of this is that the Law Association defended the Post newspaper. Now, this is a newspaper that's been very critical of Edgar Lunga, and the newspaper was closed down and it's been trying to reopen. And so there's lots of criticism around why the newspaper was closed down, and was it about freedom of the press, and also, of course, the pressure on Edgar Lunga. We know what happened during that election. And so now there's also calls from political parties for Parliament to legalize the creation of other law bodies to regulate lawyers. Now, at the moment, the Zambian Association is the only body in the country that that lawyers should belong to. So there's all of this politics taking place. So the SADC Lawyers Association are taking a very critical approach. They're saying that this is really unconstitutional to be attacking a legal association. It's seen as a threat to legal independence and the legal profession. And they will be heading to SADC, to Zambia next week to actually meet with different parties to get to the root of the issue, because they say you cannot have the situation, and they are concerned that, you know, one day it's Zambia, the next minute it might be Zimbabwe, and there has to be a role, and SADC, the Lawyers Association, have to be critical and vigilant of these kind of attacks.
Crystal Audison, I thank you very much. Have a nice weekend. Crystal Audison with the Africa Report.